It's going. So I'll just keep it in my lap. Keep an eye on it. We won't go off on such a crazy tangent this time either, because the last time we tried to do this, I feel like we were talking about nothing.
Well, I'll try to keep an eye on your light. You try to keep an eye on my light.
Yeah.
And
We
it'll
won't let each
probably be
other's lights
fine.
go out.
Exactly. You are my light, bro.
Oh, you're my light, bro.
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 Bro. This is the second attempt at a fuck around episode.
Okay, go out.
Oh no.
Go.
Grandma's gonna light themselves on fire.
Just like when I almost lit my house on fire in the first episode.
It's come full circle.
Oh, how the turntables
have turned.
Anyway, hey guys. So we're just, here's how this is gonna go. Everybody's gonna take a second to listen. Take a deep breath. How are you? I love you. Anyway, the way this is gonna go down is this is a little filler fuck around episode that we decided to give you guys because with our recording schedule, we won't have anything out until like the second week of December, and I didn't want to wait that long.
We are impatient.
I wanted you guys to hear our voices sooner than that.
And our coughs. You must listen to us cough.
So today, we're just going to kind of be talking to you guys about some of our favorite moments from this season. And I don't know, I guess just some more general info about who we are, who you're listening to, who's talking so sweetly into your ears every week and cackling menacingly.
Whispering sweet nothings.
So, I don't know. Let's start with what was one of your favorite episodes this season?
Well, I really liked talking about the Ogress of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very invested from that book I read. And then just like last week, my podcast ladies that I enjoy listening to covered her. And I was like, oh, did it first. Baby.
Hey, period.
Here we go.
We're okay. Setting trends.
We are Maxinistas.
Fun fact, I used to work at a Marshalls.
Very fun fact.
Fun fact, I'm going to tell you guys. I don't know. Would we get in trouble for this?
I don't know.
They're not allowed to go after you if you're leaving with things.
That perchance have not been.
That maybe
perfect.
You forgot were in your bag or something.
Yeah, you forgot.
Yeah. They're not allowed to go after you. So that's just a little fun fact for you guys to take with you into this holiday season.
Because it's overstock, correct? They don't like yeah. have inventory for it.
They kind of have inventory. Like we would do inventory every January, just like other stores.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more so to meet a specific number. So they're supposed to have X amount of items within the store and the warehouse at all times.
Mm.
They have to make sure that they can account for everything that's supposed to be on the list. And they like keep track of what they send them. But the thing is like with TJX companies specifically, they don't order anything. It's just, yeah, like it's overstock from companies or defect stuff that didn't come out as good as the other stuff. Like not stuff that's like not good for you or whatever. Like if you buy a lotion, it's not gonna like cause you harm. It still meets the requirements it's supposed to be sold. It just maybe wasn't up to the quality control of what they're looking for or whatever, you know, just little shit like that. So they never know, like, we never knew what was going to come in. And around Christmas, we started, not even around Christmas, starting in September, we would start getting stuff for the holidays.
Dang,
August, September, we would start getting stuff for the holidays. And we're not allowed to put any of it out until the holidays. So we have to make room in the warehouse for all this shit that they just keep sending that we can't put out in the store yet. So, like, we're setting up for 4th of July, but we have Halloween and, like, Thanksgiving stuff already stacked in the corner in the warehouse.
Already lined up, yeah. Ready to be pushed out of there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get out our crafts.
Yay. Yeah, we decided to craft today.
Anyway, yeah, so that was your favorite episode.
Yeah, that was mine. What was yours?
I honestly think my favorite was our Chili's episode.
Oh, that was so fun.
I thought that was so fun. And I thought it was just...
I thought our server was great.
Yes.
She knew something was going on, and she did not ever, ever interrupt. And she was so sweet about it. She's like, I know you guys are doing a thing. I just want to make sure that you guys are still good. And we're like, yeah, we're totally good.
What a lady.
Yeah. It was awesome. I hope our next experience is just as good. I hope the server, like, gets it.
I want to do an Olive Garden Christmas. So
I do too. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
Sorry. I don't know if you guys, I mean, nobody's told us yet, but we're going to do it. We hope you liked it because yeah. We're doing it again.
No, somebody's told me they enjoyed it, which I thought was very nice.
I think I had somebody tell me too. I don't remember who it was though.
So like a couple weeks ago, I just want to make this clear, to the head of Squishmallows being awful.
God, so fucking disappointing. If you guys don't know, the fucking CEO of Squishmallows is pro-Israel. So, they are on the boycott list. So, just remember that going into this holiday season, that unfortunately, we should not be giving money to a CEO who is in support of what is going on in Gaza and Palestine. It's very upsetting.
It is. So I just wanted to clarify that. I purchased this prior to that. Okay? We yes. just haven't gotten a chance to actually do it.
Yes.
But I purchased a DIY resin keychain design kit from Squishmallows. You can make 3 custom keychains, and it includes molds, resin, charms, glitter, and more. It is really fucking cute, so we're going to make some keychains, and also Yay. I've got some Model Magic clay, so
I'm excited we're going to make some little, like,
ashtrays or something.
Oh, sorry. Yay, craft day. It's rainy, it's cold. It's somehow still the warmest day it's been in, like, 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, that is nice.
It is nice, but it's so confusing. I would love to skate, but it's wet.
Yeah, it's just a dreary day.
It's a good day to be with friends.
It is.
And smoke a few bowls, maybe a couple J's, yeah. Spliffs, whatever you're into, Eddies.
We were... Hold on, let me open this. There we go. Okay. Anyways, I was going to say something. I was. Fuck, what was I gonna say?
We're stoned, if you can't tell.
Yeah, we're stoned. Oh, and we are stoned thanks to Raina today.
Yay.
But yesterday, when we tried to record, we were stoned thanks to my good buddy Griffin from...
Griffin
from SpeakeasyCanada.com. Who Slay. Is fucking the best dude I know and gave us some free samples.
They were lovely.
Legal, completely legal.
THCA.
Which is just like normal weed, but they harvest it like a week early so that it's the THC level at that moment is like lower than this legal.
It's a nice little loophole.
Yeah, it's a loophole. And then when you decarb it, it becomes regular THC.
Woo!
Woo! So it was really fucking awesome. So thank you, girl.
Yeah, we got pretty sufficiently stoned.
Yes.
And then went and got Mexican food.
Oh,
and then came back and tried to do this, and our mics died because we're using our tiny little baby mics today because it's just a for fun episode.
And we forgot to charge them.
Yeah. So it died. They died. So we decided to binge Love Island. And
can I just say, I am loving it.
I love it. It's so interesting to see neurotypicals interact.
And neurotypicals that are like our age.
Dude, it's so crazy that they're our age. It's like upsetting to me.
Yeah, that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's so strange.
And I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
But we were having a giggle that I guess it's season 3 that we're watching. We haven't watched any of the other seasons.
No, I was wondering what season we were watching.
These girls, they were like, okay, step forward if you think this guy is hot. And then, like, none of them stepped forward. None of them,
dude.
So, like, way to keep to your standards.
Yeah. Good for you girls. And we did notice, and we did mention, that they all seem fairly, so far, we're only a couple... Hey, guys. Whoa.
Hey. My God.
Break it up, ladies.
Salem's being such an annoying little sister right now. Like, Luna just wants to chill. Whoa, okay, your sister guys is telling you no. Her body is telling you
she's
no,
setting a boundary
friend
right now. So what we need to do then, friend, is we need to go take some time, maybe with another friend or by ourselves.
We can see that Luna's ears are in airplane mode, so I don't think she wants to play right now,
I friend think she's telling you very clearly, friend, that she does not want to be bothered. So we need to take that information, and we need to go sit with it for a second and think about what's a better...
No, friend! We need to give Luna her space right now.
Do we need to keep our hands to oh my God.
They're feral. They're awful.
Oh my God.
I'm going to try to make an ashtray
okay
out of this.
I feel like we're in therapy right now.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This reminds me of my parents' divorce.
And this is my family. This is crazy.
Crazy.
Let's see. So one of my favorite stories, I think, that I covered this episode or this season. I phrased that, like, the cadence I used for that was, like, I asked that question. I did not. Anyway, let's see. One of my favorite stories, I think, as crazy and uncomfortable as it was, I think one of my favorite episodes was the doctor that kept...
The baby killer?
Yes. Ooh, yes, yeah. And he kept Poot Lovato.
Oh, wait, no. I was thinking of the girl.
Oh. That one was a pretty fucking interesting one, especially because that one was kind of recent.
Yeah. No, but you're talking about the other dude. The
German doctor.
The very American Horror Story-esque
yes,
doctor.
Very much so. I'm assuming that's kind of where they got it from, because he kind of looked like him.
He did.
Yeah. Oh my God, maybe I should make like a little incense holder.
Oh, that'd be cute. That'd be big cute.
Yeah, I think because that one was just so jarring. Oh, this kind of looks like a nipple. I guess they kind of always do, huh, when they're like this.
Maybe you should, like, intentionally make it a nipple.
I feel like that would be, again, too camp for me.
You're
Sabrina,
subtle.
Yeah, Sabrina and I were discussing if I would ever do, like, drag as a drag king. And I told her no. Because I would want to look, like, as authentic as possible, pretty much, to resemble a male. And I just feel like that doesn't give enough camp. So yeah. I just feel like I wouldn't make the cut.
But I feel like if you were a man, you'd be a really sexy man.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
Lou always tells me that they think I would have a big dick.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You exude beauty.
My non-binary heart is very happy.
Aww. Okay, I've got a question.
Okay.
who is like the hottest like horror movie person in your opinion?
Christian Bale in Psycho, American Psycho, is really fucking scary hot.
That's fine. It's a good choice.
That's probably, yeah. I'm trying to think of who else I thought was hot. What's your answer?
I don't know. I gotta think about it a little bit.
I'll put more hold music.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, easy. The Phantom from Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Like, you can just abduct me.
Just take me, actually. Take I want to go.
Into your secret underground tunnels. What do you think is, like, the scariest horror movie trope?
The scariest? For me, personally, it's, like, the trope of people just kind of, like, going... like getting sick somehow and going like ballistic crazy on themselves, like hurting themselves or like jumping out of a window or like the whole zombie thing doesn't really scare me. But like when people are somewhat or seem like it's almost like Uncanny Valley, like they seem somewhat normal and sentient and then suddenly they're like jumping out of a like window or slamming their head into a desk or like stuff like that, like really fucking freaks me out for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's spooky.
I don't like it.
I don't like aliens.
Really?
I love yeah, aliens. Because, like, my thought process is, one, it's, like, statistically impossible that they're not a thing.
Yeah.
Two, who knows what kind of technology they have. There's no way we'd be able to... predict that and yeah. fight it if they chose to attack us.
True.
Who's gonna save us? Nobody.
Yeah.
So that's my thought process. But also, one of my mom's ex-boyfriends made me watch War of the Worlds with, was it Elf or Dakota Fanning? I don't know. It was some reboot, and I just like I was much too young, and I just remember like. Her standing there and like people floating down this river and scarred for life.
It was Dakota Fanning. I think aliens are, I mean, I love aliens. My thing is, I don't think they have any interest in us.
That's very
fair. I think they see how we behave and the way our world is reacting to our treatment of it. They're like, ew.
Yeah.
These are parasites.
Definitely are.
Yeah, so I don't think they really have any interest in us to like do anything, you know.
Fun fact, when H.G. Wells first released War of the Worlds, it was played on the radio and a lot of people thought it was real.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because it was so realistic the way he wrote it.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that wild?
If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
I think just being like a badass bitch and always doing what I wanted to do, you know?
Period.
What about you?
Hopefully I would make an impact on everybody that would come into my life. And hopefully it would be positive. And if it wasn't positive, then hopefully that they would know and see that like... I tried, or whatever, I guess.
The bitch was just doing their best.
Yeah, that I was just doing my fucking best, and that it was still pretty dang good.
I would hope that, and I would expect nothing other than that.
Period. What's an insult you've received that you're proud of? I guess I have a lot of people, I don't think they mean it as an insult, but I've had a lot of people tell me that I'm kind of scary.
Yeah.
Which I guess I'm kind of proud of that because that means like nobody's going to try and just like fuck with me for no reason.
That's true. I think it's just the face tattoos.
Probably.
I get called weird a lot. I don't particularly mind that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I think because I have a cool job, people kind of look past the fact that I'm weird.
That's true.
What's your favorite holiday movie?
Ooh. can it be any holiday, or are we like, is this specifically Christmas?
Let's do specifically Christmas, but then also just like your favorite holiday movie in general.
Okay. Big fan of the Santa Claus.
Really?
Yes. The little elf boy, Bernard.
So cute.
Very hot.
My favorite Christmas movie, Polar Express. Hands down.
See, I like the story of Polar Express, but the animation style is creepy to me.
I think it's creepy.
I think it's creepy.
I love it. Favorite holiday movie? Animated, Coraline.
Hot.
Not animated. Sadly, I guess I have to pick a new one. It was Scream. But if you guys didn't know, Spyglass, the producers of Scream right now, or like the sixth and seventh movie, are fucking pro-Israel and fired one of their main actresses,
Melissa Barrera,
for speaking about the horrible things going on in Gaza.
And then Jenna Ortega quit.
Yep.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. And they tried to get Neve Campbell back, but first of all, they didn't even give her the amount of money that she wanted in the first place. Second of all, I'm pretty sure she's smart enough to know that it's a fucking sinking ship.
Yeah.
And then another company just needs to take the movie.
For sure.
But I guess now that it's not Scream, it's a movie called Super Dark Times.
Ooh, I've never heard of it.
It's a really slow movie, but it's kind of super interesting. It's kind of crazy. I don't want to spoil anything, so okay. I'm not gonna give much detail, but it's about a bunch of kids. They're, I think, like in freshman year of high school or something. Like, they're in high school, I think. They might be in middle school, but a really tragic thing happens to this bully kid, and they, like, they try to cope and deal with it, and it seems like things are going okay, and then one of them gets really strange, or starts acting really strange, and it just gets really weird and crazy from there. But it's pretty good. And that's one of my favorite movies to watch around Halloween. I guess it's not really, like, a holiday movie, but it feels like that's an appropriate time to watch it.
Okay. I dig that. I'll have to check it out.
It's pretty good.
I think if I'm going to go animated, it's going to be The Corpse Bride.
Period.
Love that one. It's actually from a Jewish folklore, if you didn't know. Even though, what's his name? Burton tries to erase that and claim it as his own. It is a very old story. Look it up. It's pretty cool. Non-animated Christmas, or I mean holiday movie. Young Frankenstein.
Aw.
Have you seen that?
No, but it sounds cute.
Oh, it's so funny. It's Gene Wilder. And he plays Victor Frankenstein's grandson.
Okay.
Who's like worked his whole life to be taken seriously as a scientist and like get away from his grandpa's image.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he goes by Frankenstein instead of Frankenstein. And then he gets invited to go to his grandfather's castle to get some of his books and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes to the castle and finds out that his grandfather was actually really close to making his monster work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he becomes obsessed with the idea of finishing his grandpa's work and making his own monster. And it's a comedy, and it is Mel Gibson. Oh, wait, no. That I'm not thinking of the right person. I'm high. Ignore me. It's Gene Wilder, and I can't remember the other guy's name. But it's very funny.
Let's see. What's one of your favorite spells or manifestations that we covered this season.
Ooh. I really like the one we did where we almost burnt your house down.
Yeah, that one's a pretty good one.
What about you?
I think my favorite spell that we covered, it wasn't really a spell, but we covered like the uses of like cinnamon and I don't remember what yours was.
Our pumpkin pie spices.
Yeah, like just like the things that were, I don't even think we did it around Thanksgiving, but we covered it. And I really like, because I used cinnamon every once in a while, but I really liked learning a lot of the uses of cinnamon. I thought it was really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was really interesting, all the herbs we covered and looked into and stuff this season. I thought that was fun.
For sure. And without anybody's help yet.
Yeah. This so season, maybe. Us. Maybe we'll get some help.
Go us. You know?
Yeah.
And what are your goals as a witch for 2024?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think my goals as a witch are to let myself get back into it a little more. Mm. Let myself... I've been trusting the universe a great deal, especially with everything that's fucking happened this past year.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's necessarily my issue. I think I just kind of want to trust myself a little bit more this upcoming year as a witch.
Good for you.
I want to be sure in everything that I am doing.
I would love to focus more on like my shadow work and healing so that I can be the best version of myself I can be.
Excuse me.
Bro, you're so nosy. Get out of their stuff. Ugh, can you believe her?
So inconsiderate. We're in the middle of something.
We're literally doing something right now.
I think that's great.
Thank you.
What are our goals for the podcast in this upcoming season?
Ooh. I want to talk about more spooky shit. I love spooky shit.
I do too. I want to get into some spooky stuff. I kind of wanted to get into some like conspiracy theories.
Ooh, I love a good conspiracy theory.
I also do.
Super down for that.
I think I want to get weirder this season.
Let's get weird.
Let's get fucking weird.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I think I want to just keep having fun with it.
Let's just keep having a blast.
Because I'm having a great time.
I'm also having a great time.
All right, guys. Well, we just wanted to pop in and say that we miss you and love you. And we will be back so, so soon.
Yay!
We can't wait to get back into telling you guys some weird shit.
Weird and spooky shit.
Weird and spooky. And in the meantime, if you guys have any questions, comments, corrections, concerns, anything like that, suggestions, what have you, you can email us at greenwichcottagepod@gmail.com. If you want to take a look at some photos, meet our cats, see what we look like, all that cool stuff.
Perceive me.
You can follow us on Instagram at GWC Podcast.
Yep, that's the one.
At GWC Podcast. As always, be sure to like and share with everybody you know. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think.
Tell us we're pretty.
That would be so cool.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, all that cool stuff. And we love you, and we can't wait to get back to you so, so soon.
Adios.
Bye.